Thank you for calling Alaska Airlines. How may I provide you excellent service today?
I need to book a flight to Vancouver, Canada.
Okay, I can certainly help you with that. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Jay.
Well, it's nice to speak with you. My name is Shay. I'm Alaska's virtual assistant. So let me go ahead and help you with that reservation.
Okay.
So do you have an Alaska Air Miles Mileage Plan account? And if so, what is the number or alternately the phone number associated with your account?
Yeah, I do. It's under phone number 619-847-6695.
Okay, please give me a moment while I look up your account. Let's see here, it's searching for your account.
Okay.
I can't seem to find anything. Do you happen to have another phone number which it may be under?
Oh, you know what? It's probably under my wife's phone number, 619-602-1111.
Okay, let me try that number instead. Okay, so my computer is searching for that, and it's looking. Perfect, I found it. Okay, and so what is your last name?
It's Alasny, yeah.
And your zip code is?
92101.
All right, and what is your best email address?
It's a jay at ipush365.com.
Okay, and what is your cell phone number, or if you don't have one, your best contact number?
619-847-6695.
Perfect. And how many passengers will be flying with us?
It's just going to be me.
And what city will you be departing from?
San Diego.
Is this a one-way or a round trip?
Just going to be a one-way.
And where are you traveling to again?
Vancouver, Canada.
Okay. Now, do you have any specific travel dates in mind, or are you flexible?
Yeah, I'm pretty flexible, but I do want to leave on a Saturday.
Okay. And would you prefer to leave in the morning, afternoon, or evening?
The morning, if possible.
Got it. Okay, so would you prefer the least expensive flight, the shortest duration, or shall I give you all options?
Preferably the least expensive than the shortest.
All right, just give me a moment and I'm going to see what's available. And please get something ready to write down the information with.
Okay.
Okay, my computer is searching. We're looking. We're going to find something here.
Okay.
All right. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Are you ready to write down the information?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yeah, perfect. Now, keep in mind that all rates I'm quoting are based on standard fares, and we'll talk about options for seating upgrade after the flight selection.
Okay.
All right, the quickest and the lowest priced flight departs San Diego International Airport at 8 a.m., and arrives at Vancouver International Airport at 12:35 p.m., and that is Pacific Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a total travel time of 4 hours and 35 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And this is priced at just $277. That's $277.
Okay. And what time does it arrive in Vancouver again?
Let me see here. It arrives at 12:35 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
Okay, would you like to do a big front seat or an exit row for extra leg room for an additional $33? The least expensive option is the rear for just $9. So which one would you like? The big exit, the big seat within the exit row for $33, middle seat on the aircraft for $22, or the rear for $9?
I really would like to get the exit row if that's available.
Sure. Okay, perfect. So would you like a window, middle, or aisle seat?
Preferably a window.
Excellent. Yeah, especially up there. I love the views out the window. Okay, now let me see what we have available. I'm going to search here and see. All right, I've gone ahead and assigned you to seat 11A.
Excellent.
Okay, now federal regulations require that you meet all of the following requirements. You can hear, read, understand, and give instructions in English.
Uh-huh.
You're 15 years or older.
Mm-hmm.
You're willing and able to assist the crew in an emergency without assistance.
Mm-hmm.
You can lift 34 pounds and open the emergency exit.
Mm-hmm.
You have sufficient strength and mobility in both arms, hands, and legs.
Mm-hmm.
And you are able to see and hear well enough to perform any of the exit seat functions. And you won't be harmed performing any of the exit seat functions.
Mm-hmm.
You are not responsible for an animal or another individual on board, which is defined as an infant, a child, etc. And you will not need a seat belt extender. So for the record, please state that you meet and agree to all these requirements.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so one personal item like a purse, backpack, or a briefcase is no charge. Now, would you like to carry on your bag for $35 or check it and save $5, so it would just make it the cost $30. So what do you think?
I'm going to go ahead and carry on a bag.
Got it. So if you decide to check a bag at the airport, keep in mind that bags must not exceed 50 pounds, okay?
Okay.
Now, can I add a trip cancellation insurance for you today?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay, maybe next time. I can't believe how many people do have unforeseen events that do come up, and then that could incur large change fees.
Mm-hmm.
So if you need a hotel or car rental, I can offer deeper discounts when they're bundled.
No, I think I'm good with that. I'm staying at my friend's place, and he's picking me up.
Okay, no worries. Now, let me summarize your charges. The flight price is $277. It's $35 for your carry-on bag. And you're getting that great window exit row seat for a bargain of $33, which is such a great deal. And lastly, the carrier-imposed taxes and fees are $43.78. So that's a grand total of $388.78.
Mm-hmm.
So that's $388.78.
Okay.
All right. I think we have everything covered. Now, please confirm that you do understand, because that you didn't buy the insurance. You know, by the way, I would highly recommend that you do that next time. There are no refunds or changes permitted. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. So how would you like to pay today? By Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
I'm going to use my Visa card.
Okay, and what is the name on the card?
My name, Jay Lassney.
Okay, and your card number is?
4013-4496-7777-7866.
And what is the expiration date?
April 2020.
And the security number?
Is 669.
Okay, let me just run this through, process it. It shouldn't take too long. It's fairly quickly. Let's see here. Okay, excellent. It went through.
Okay.
Now, you'll be receiving a confirmation email with the itinerary, and you can either print your tickets or show them on your phone, whichever is more convenient for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, you're all set. Now, do you have any more questions I can answer for you today?
Nope, I think I'm good.
Wonderful. Now, we know you have many choices when flying, so on behalf of everyone here at Alaska Airlines, I would personally like to thank you for your patronage. You have a safe journey, and please enjoy the rest of your day. Goodbye now.
You have a great day, too.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.